petite statistique. Vous savez qu'au Canada, nous vivons surtout dans les zones urbaines. En fait, plus de 80% des Canadiens habitent en milieu urbain. Ils habitent aussi assez près des États-Unis, puisque 90% de la population vit à quelques 160 kilomètres de la frontière américaine. Donc, on a des gens qui habitent dans les cités canadiennes près des cités américaines. We know also that our cities are changing. Sprawl means that what was formerly suburban areas are becoming urban centers. And also that because of some major development, particularly in our energy and mining sectors, there are new cities that have grown in what were formerly very remote areas. In Montreal, we are in Montreal, so let me say just a few words about Montreal. Of course, we are confronting here many of the issues that are being addressed by cities across the country. How do we create, how do we attract the talent and the investments to our cities that we need? How can our educational institutions thrive? How will we take care of our aging population? These are some of the big questions that we're asking ourselves in this city, but I know in cities across the country. Évidemment, puisqu'on est à Montréal, nous devons aussi répondre à des questions qui sont spécifiques à notre ville, et notamment quant aux moyens de préserver le caractère bilingue unique de Montréal. Et aussi, comment revitaliser notre ville, lui donner un nouvel élan économique, un des grands sujets qui était au centre de la conférence « Je vois Montréal » en novembre, un très grand événement à Montréal, comme vous le savez. There are fantastic topics in this conference, infrastructure, city governance, urban citizenship, municipal electoral participation, and one that I'm also very eager to hear about is the urban night. And I'm eager because, as you may know, today is the beginning of Montréal en Lumière, where Montréal will live 24 hours, a day of 24 hours activity. So this is a particularly interesting topic as this great event starts today. So as you know, we are joined by many fantastic speakers for this conference, and particularly pleased that we have mayors from cities across our country who are here with us today. Alors, sans plus tarder, moi j'ai le plaisir de vous présenter le doyen de la Faculté des Arts de McGill, Monsieur Chris Manfredi. Je vous laisse la parole, Chris.
Merci, Suzanne. This is my last Miss conference as Dean of the Faculty of Arts, as I will on July 1st begin a new position at McGill University as Provost and Vice Principal Academic, and I'd like to thank the principal and other members of the university community for having, for the confidence they've shown in asking me to take on that role. Since becoming dean in 2006, I've attended every single Miss conference, and I know there's somebody in the back now Googling to see, fact-checking that to see if it's true. And I can honestly say it's been one of the highlights of my job. And I want to thank Miss for giving me some very memorable moments over the years. I've had the chance to introduce BlackBerry founder Jim Balsillie. I've also introduced the Governor General. I've heard some of the world's leading experts on topics as diverse as water, crime, the oil industry, and Canada-U.S. relations. These conferences truly are one of the things that make MISC so special, by bringing together fascinating people to have fascinating conversations. MISC has made and continues to make a unique and valuable contribution to Canadian public life. So I look forward to the discussions that will take place at this conference, and I want to say thank you to MISC and to its director, Will Straw, for once again inviting me to participate. I'd now like to turn the floor over to Ann Dadson, who is co-chair of the MISC Board of Trustees and director of the CRB Foundation and Historica Canada. Ann.
Bonjour. I'm among the people who can testify that Chris has been here for every conference since 2006, because I have too. Thank you very much, Chris. And thanks especially for your extraordinary leadership and support during your tenure as Dean of Arts. I just hope that your door remains open to us when you take up your position as provost at the end of this term.
En tout cas, bonjour.
Comme disait Chris tout à l'heure, c'est ma première conférence MISC en tant que co-présidente.
And I'm delighted to be here with you, especially in this beautiful Phi Center, which reflects, I think, so well the possibilities of our Canadian cities, even in the deep freeze that's currently striking Montreal.
The Institute's mission is to encourage an understanding of Canada. We do this through interdisciplinary teaching, research, and public education. Since its founding 20 years ago through the efforts of Charles Bronfman and Alex Patterson, MISC's annual conferences really have become the centerpiece of our public education activities. And I know that the next day and a half will be informative and thought-provoking, and I look forward to your comments about it along the way. The Institute's also in the midst, I would be remiss if I did not say this, in the midst of a capital campaign to raise money for an endowment to support our public education activities and programs into the future. If you want to know more about this, and I hope you do, you can go to our website. But my message today is simple, that we would really appreciate your support and your involvement, whatever form that may take. Speaking also of support and leadership, I'd like to, as did Chris, thank Will Straw and his very able team at MISC for all of the leadership and effort that has gone into the preparation for this conference. We wouldn't be here without them, and I would like very much to acknowledge that from the outset. Un grand merci de la part de nous tous, Will and Liz and team.